I'm Serena Talbot, and I'm passionate about helping people heal and accomplish their goals, bringing spirituality and intuition into the process so that people can move forward with the life they are created to live. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to the show, everyone. We are talking with Caitlin Donovan again. We're so lucky to have her. She is mid-launch of this incredible book. I don't know if I would call it, or she would call it, the culmination of her life's work, but I feel like it's the culmination of the moment's work, and she's bringing it to us in the Bounce Back Ability Factor. We're going to talk about that today, but we're also just going to talk about the state of affairs and how it all relates together. So thank you for coming back to the show.
I can't believe I'm so lucky to be here again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you both for having me.
And a quick introduction about Caitlin. If you haven't heard her other episode that we had with her, we're going to link that in the show notes. But Caitlin Donovan is an expert in Chinese medicine, a burnout coach, and the host of Fried the Burnout podcast. All of her projects are ruled by one thing: end burnout culture as soon as possible. She truly believes that stress management is the true medicine of the future, and is relentless in her goal to teach as many female entrepreneurs as possible to be more resilient, have more energy, and have more fun. Welcome back.
Yay. I love hearing those words every time.
It is
I like
great.
Being reminded of my goal.
You can get in it and forget the goal sometimes for a brief moment. So coming back to it's always centering, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love those words.
Caitlin, remind us again where you're at. Where are you today?
Today, I am at my desk in New Jersey because today is a Tuesday. So normally I would be in my acupuncture office in New York City, but coronavirus means I am not getting on a train at the moment to travel into the city. So I am home at my office in Maplewood, New Jersey.
And it looks sunny there, which is always a bonus.
It is bright outside, but white cloud bright.
Yeah. So how are things? I mean, we know we're recording this episode on the 17th, coronavirus. We're just several days into quote unquote social distancing. Some of us distancing better than others as we look out into the world. So how are things for you?
You know, I was in a pretty big state of anxiety for quite a few days, and I was exercising and meditating and breathing and doing all of the things. But as an empath, as an intuit, you guys understand this. I just felt everything from everybody, from every direction. So I had to create some space for grace for myself. Like we talked about in the last episode a little bit, you know, I had to create some space for grace for myself, and I had to do something that I believe is a requirement of bounce back ability as well, which is called sitting in the muck. And so I sat in it.
What's that like? Tell me about the muck that you sat in. I want to hear about it.
The muck that I sat in was a mixture of severe judgment of other people's actions, my own anxiety, plus the anxiety of everyone around me, plus fear, financial fear. My acupuncture office is closed and I still have rent to pay. And, you know, so all of those things and my husband's job, you know, my husband works for the largest shipping company, the largest supply chain company in the world. They do 20% of the world's supply chain and they can't send things.
Wow.
There's just a lot. And my father is at risk group.
Yep.
And so all of these things all at the same time. And while this is happening, I was meant to be flying to Poland on Thursday this week to do the biggest contract that I have every year, which means now I'm again, massive financial losses. So all the fear, all the anxiety, coming out in judgment, coming out in just all of those things. And when I'm in that state, I practice all of my things, but, and I will use the word but/and, while using all those things, I still allow myself to be human. And that's sitting in the muck. To give yourself the space to feel whatever it is you're feeling. I took this time to go a little bit introspective, and I wrote an article yesterday that I published on Thrive Global about coping mechanisms and how this was giving me an opportunity to glance over my own coping mechanisms and how some of them were really useful and some of them were very costly energetically and not necessarily as useful, but I did have the opportunity to do it. And for me, once I allow myself to be in that space, to sit in the muck, to feel whatever it is I'm feeling, I use the practices that I know that will help me transform the emotion. And then for me, I always have to write something. As soon as I start producing content from what I'm feeling, it starts to clear. So today, I'm feeling really pretty great. You know, I'm feeling pretty great, but it's been a mess.
Yeah.
I feel the muck is, it is the transformation, right? It's if we keep running from that, the actual creation that's supposed to come from that energy never gets the chance to come through. So you have to feel it.
Exactly.
And I wanted to ask, because this is what I find myself doing in my own life, is I'm, you know, scrolling Instagram or drinking way too much coffee at the moment. And like, I have to like make a mental switch. Like, did you have to do something to trigger, okay, sit in the muck?
Not anymore. For the most part, not anymore. When I realized that I was avoiding the muck when I was being super judgmental.
So that's how you know.
So that's how I knew that, yeah. I was like kind of avoiding it a little bit. And then, yeah. I was like, okay, stop. Like for me, it's not a big switch anymore. It used to be, right. Like, you know, it's not a, it's
exactly. Right?
It's not that for me anymore. It's like, oh, okay, you're doing this thing. This is a coping mechanism. Why don't you get curious? I ask, actually usually what happens. I ask myself to get curious and then I'm in the muck.
And this is why we have practices, right? Because if exactly. you do this enough, it becomes your first coping mechanism is also curiosity. Oh, there it is. Number one, let's go to curiosity.
And that's me. Like, okay, I've been scrolling way too long. Okay, I need to stop. And one of the things I did for my own sanity was I have watched very little news. I find a 7-minute clip on YouTube and no news, because that is really not good and not healthy for me. I feel like I'm informed and educated, but I'm not watching it, because that is a really big energy drain, like you're saying, when you're feeling all the things.
Yeah. One of my closest friends is in Northern Italy right now. And she was like, she's from New York. She lives in New York full time, but she's living in Italy at the moment. And she said, she called me last Thursday and I was at the office and she said, are you in the city? I said, yeah. She said, can you go home, please?
Wow.
And I said, yeah, I'm going home today. I'm not coming back. I was meant to be traveling anyway. I'm likely not going to travel anymore, but I'm just going to keep my office closed for the time that it was going to be closed anyway, because that makes the most sense, even though I'm not traveling. And she was like, yeah, you should pack your things and go home, please. Mm. And I was like, okay, shit's getting real.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Well, I think part of this is, like Serena said, we don't bury our heads, but if you're constantly doing the scroll, watching the news, your mind doesn't know the difference between like an emergency happening right now or one that's being told to you over and over again. So it's just in pure panic mode the whole time you're watching, instead of like, take your dose. Okay, cool. I know what's going on in the world. And then come back to the present moment. Like, I'm safe right now in this moment. How can I be curious?
Well, and I think the other important part of that is when we are constantly intaking the news, then we don't have, our brains don't have time to process what our needs, wants, and desires are for moving forward. Even if we're in the muck and we're feeling anxiety, that's totally fine. But if we only have input, those creative solutions for how we're going to sort of get through these next 2, 4, 6 weeks don't come to the surface, because we don't actually have the time for it. We all know that our best creative ideas happen when we're sort of like in gray mode.
So when you sit in the muck, are you breathing? Are you journaling? Are you crying?
Yes. Like, yes.
Do you just follow what it's being called for you? Like, how do you kind of intuit that?
That's an interesting question, because that's something that I ask myself in my business in the morning. When I sit down at the computer, I don't have a list of things to do from the day before. I write down at the top of a piece of paper, what am I being called to do today? And then I write down whatever comes to my mind. And those are the things that I do first, right? And then I go on from there. But in the muck, I, like other people, even though this is my career, I have been teaching people stress management for 13 years. Even though this is everything that I know, my first reaction is I forget everything.
It's right? Freeze mode.
I just freeze. Yeah. That's my coping mechanism. I'm like, I have no skills. I don't know anything. Like, this is,
it's just, I'm glad it's not just me.
I think it's really important to say that, because we can beat ourselves up for being so scared. And even, you know, Christy and I are like, okay, we need to help people, be here for people. You're going to be here for people, Caitlin, and we're going to be hopefully a place where people find comfort. But to know that part of that is saying, hey guys, it's okay to be a hot mess and scared and crying and worried about your kids and, you know, maybe figuring out some black marketplace to get your toilet paper, whatever people are doing. I bought a bidet, like,
as did I, like, team bidet.
I have five females in my house, but that permission is what gets you to the other side, I think.
Yeah. You know, and this to me,
yourself up. Yeah.
This, what you're saying right now is what I hope to inspire in people with the bounce back ability factor, mm-hmm. this very deep faith in yourself that no matter what's happening, you will be able to bounce back through it, that you will be able to get through it. And it's not about only looking to the bright side. It's about your ability to sit in the muck, be there with yourself, allow it to transform and come back a little bit different, which is, you know, the word resilience is in the title of my book. I don't love the word resilience. I have a few issues with it because when you look up the definition of resilience, it says that when pressure is exerted upon an object, it should as quickly and easily return back to its original form. Quickly, easily, and original form. So I have three big problems with the word resilience. First of all, there's no timeline that's correct because your timeline will be based on your entire life's history and possibly your DNA history of trauma before that. We have no idea how long it should be. Easily, again, this comes down to how self-aware you are, how willing you are to get in the muck in the first place, how many tools you have, how willing you are to reach out for assistance, right?
Easily? And I also think how much this is legit going to affect
your what your true situation is.
Yeah.
Exactly, right? And then the other thing is returning back to your original shape. That's not human. We don't return back to our original shape. We change. When we go through things like this, we change.
Yeah.
Our cells change, our brain grooves, like physically we change. So resilience is not my favorite word in this, but this sort of combination of resilience and trust and grit and surrender, all those things smashed together, that to me is bounce back ability.
Yeah. And I love what you're saying about when we sit, there is a calm there. You know, Christy and I talk about your intuition, but there's a part of every one of us that isn't scared right now. And like whatever it looks like to reconnect, to connect with that part, I think it's in the muck that you find that part. We're trying to like, I'm not going to find it scrolling. I'm not going to find it hoarding crap, you know, in my pantry, right? We find it in the muck and that's the invitation. Yeah.
Well, that's almost like when I love how you dismantle the word resiliency. I love it. Take it apart, pick it apart, redefine it for yourself. Does it really fit what you're going for? But this idea, you know, I see like when you say the word bounce back ability, and I'm a words person, so they create visuals for me. Like I see you returning into that part of yourself that's always known. It's like, okay. And then we rise again and then we rise again. But if we're still out here, not coming back, that's where we're screwed.
You know what I love about this concept? Every time I talk to somebody, it gets broader and deeper. And now this project is no longer about me and my thoughts and what I found. Because every time I talk to somebody, they say something so poignant, like what you just said. And I think, yeah, that's it. I didn't even know that. And I made up this word.
Well, that's how the world works though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It implants an idea in you that you water and you do the work. I mean, you've been hoeing the seeds and pulling the weeds and doing the work so that you could birth this. So someone like me on an offhand chance, when I run across it, I could be like, oh God, return to your insight.
Yeah.
That's what I needed to hear from it right now. And that's why it is ever changing.
Yeah.
And we take it and run with it, right? You do a lot of work and then people just continue taking it and running with it and taking it even farther. And I love that this is the conversation we're having right now, like so many people are. And this makes me so happy.
It's now or never, guys. We got to do it. So Caitlin, tell me, unfold the story of where Bounce Back Ability came from and where you're at right now in the project of bringing this to more people so that we can all have our own internal resonance with it.
So the Bounce Back Ability word in and of itself came out when I was doing my first podcast, which was called What Would Kate Say? You can't find it anymore. It's disappeared off the interweb.
How'd that happen? Did it get deleted?
I did. I may have smashed it to pieces.
We have a few episodes we've deleted.
Yep, we never, did that too.
Yeah,
yep.
Never to be seen again.
When I was still in Prague and I was starting to do the research around burnout, I read the word burnout and I realized that that's the cycle that I had been stuck in for years. I keep saying on different podcasts and interviews, I've burnt out twice, I've burnt out three times. I don't know how many times I've burnt out if I'm going to be real honest about it. I think I was sort of in this state of I had a ticket and was like in line or on the ride of the burnout roller coaster for my entire adult life. As soon as I went to grad school, I was 20 when I started grad school. So there's that. Like, I was always on it. So I don't know how many times exactly I've burnt out. But when I read the word burnout and I started to do my research on it and I realized that that's what I was going through, I started to do this podcast called What Would Kate Say? Because that's what my patients and my clients said to each other when I wasn't around. So when I was on vacation, they'd have a conversation with each other going through a problem and they'd look at each other and say, well, what would Kate say? So we took that as a little joke. I made a podcast.
Awesome.
And I realized quickly that I do better on podcasts when I'm with another person, whether I'm being interviewed or being the interviewer. I like the energy of more than one person in a space for a conversation. I don't like just speaking at a microphone for who knows how long because I forget what I've said and I get, you know, it just is awkward to me. So I can do about 15-minute episodes, but nothing more. And at the time, I did my first or second episode with my best friend, who's a life coach in Poland, and we were having this conversation about burnout. And I said, I know, but people just don't believe in their own bounce back ability. And we both stopped. And she said, did you just make up a word? Mm-hmm. I said, I think I did. And I wrote the word down and I wrote a couple posts about it. This is maybe a year or two ago, and then forgot about it completely. Totally lost it. Went and continued my research. I did about 2.5-3 years total of research into burnout before I wrote the book. And I wrote the whole book on burnout and female entrepreneurs, and it was a little dry, to be honest. And I was reading it and there was something missing in the book and I couldn't figure out what it was. And I was reading it and I was like, this is all good information and this will help people. But like, something wasn't right. And then I was going into, this was when I was about probably 6 or 7 episodes into Fried, the burnout podcast. And I realized I was paying for 2 Libsyn accounts for my 2 podcasts. And I thought, oh my God, do I still need this old account? It's only $5 a month. As a new business owner again, starting a new business in a new country, I'm looking at every $5 a month. So I'm thinking, if I can get rid of this, I'll get rid of it. So I started listening to the old episodes of What Would Kate Say to see if I needed to save them. And I heard that word again. I thought, oh, I'm putting my finger to my nose right now. You can't see me.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. Right? That's it. So I literally sat down and wove the thread of bounce back ability from the very beginning all the way to the very end of the book. So I basically had to rewrite it. I didn't take out everything or, you know, but I had to go through and add this whole extra thread because it was missing before. And then when I finished, I was like, okay. You know, now, of course, now I don't know if it's finished. I'm afraid that it's not good enough. And I have all this fear that it's, you know, all these other things going on in the background, which is so natural when you create something. Creation vulnerability is a real thing, people. Creation vulnerability is a real thing. I know that this is my first step. And I know that this is just the first book. You know, the next book is already clicking in there. This book is not even out there, but the next book is already clicking. So once I wove that through, the other thing that happened was I never clearly defined it. I talked about bounce back ability as an idea, but I didn't give it a clear definition until the book campaign had already started. Mm-hmm. Because
iterations.
Yeah. Because that's when it started to come back to me. And I realized that for me, the combination of these four words, right? Resilience and trust and grit and surrender, the soft and the hard, the yin and the yang, the light and the dark, they're all necessary. And we have to stop pretending like we live on one side or the other.
Yep.
Mm. It's really good. And what I love, what you're saying, is woven throughout the problem is the solution. And I think that's what we all are looking for right now is, okay, yeah, we get it. We're burnt out. The whole universe is like running a million miles an hour. But how do we actually stop? Like, how do I actually stop in my actual life and actually have a business and actually make it work? And this is like a blueprint.
Yes. So and this exciting. This is to me the initial, like, this is the digging that you need to do. These are they're clear exercises.
Yeah.
I've gone through 7 reasons that people burn out, and every reason has been given a set of exercises, 1 or 2, not more, because when you're burnt out, you don't need 7 exercises. Yeah. You need a little moment of clarity. Yeah. That's it. You don't need to be, you know, so it's not a ton of work, but it's enough to help you uncover, especially as an entrepreneur, the internal reasons, the behaviors and thought patterns and traumas and cultural mm-hmm. expectations that are creating this cycle within you.
Yeah.
Right. And that it's not the most important thing that I think, one thing that I really need people to get is that everybody has bounce back ability. And if you look in your life, you'll find it. That's everybody has it. There's nobody that doesn't have it. Everybody has it. And what I want people to think about is it's something that we really respect in other people and don't notice in ourselves. You know, when we hear a story that a surfer lost an arm and still competed in a competition where it goes viral on everything because we're like, that's incredible. But you do that every single day in your life. And I need you to start seeing it, right? That's really, really important. But the other part of this for me is, which is written very frequently throughout the book, this burnout is not your fault. There are systems at play. There are traumas within you. There is raising, that child rearing that happened. And I'm not saying that any of it was terrible. It can be a lot of really mini things. But there are reasons why your behavior leads you here. It's not because you made these choices. I read an article in a Polish magazine, and it was titled, you know, burnout is a choice. I was like, I don't even care about this quarantine. I'm going to fly.
I'm coming for you.
Coming for you, lady.
It's really important because it's our conditioning.
Yeah.
And we don't choose our conditioning. We're little. Or we're surrounded by it. And it doesn't matter how amazing and strong-willed you are, if you're surrounded by something, that's our humanity. That's our humanness.
Safe, right? We're connected to everyone.
I feel like the woman that wrote that article, and I'm base this on my past experience, is in the middle of it, right? So she's like, now she's made some choices that have kind of begun to unravel the mystery. And so she's like, it's all about choice. But in the beginning, she wouldn't have said that. You know, it wasn't choice to do this or do that or have children. Now I have to go get this job and, you know, whatever. In retrospect, when you're in the middle, you're like, oh yeah, judgment, right? You're not yet in fully out of the muck yet. You're in judgment of other people that are behind you instead of having compassion. So I want to be like, God bless her. She's still in the middle of it.
Well, and the most amazing part of that is the whole article went on for her to say that she doesn't understand why people burn out. She was never stressed out as a mother. She doesn't have any problems. None of her children are stressed out. None of her children are burnt out. They all have new children and they're still doing PhDs, and she just doesn't understand what the problem is. And she's the number one psychotherapist in the country.
Wow.
Right.
I'm bracing. I'm like, oh crap. Famous last words. You know, this is the thing you say before the thing is like, well, let me show you then.
From, if you go way above to a very light-filled spiritual existence and you look over the situation of burnout, you can say, yeah, these are choices from that big level. But in the human sphere, these are automatic reactions. These are habits. These are things that were instilled in us without our knowledge or permission.
It is the idea that you get conditioned. You look around the past conditioning and present conditioning, and you do have choices to change it.
Yes.
But it's the idea of responsibility, right, versus blame. Oh, you're a hot mess because you're an idiot. Or you're a hot mess. Let's make some different choices in the future, right?
Yeah. Let's shine a light on where that hot mess came from.
Yes.
So that you have the ability to choose for yourself. And when you can't see it, you can't choose.
And the idea of validating people's experiences is so important, because you dismiss it is just shame, total shame. Our conditioning is a real thing, and the speed of which this present world goes and how we can all hop on the internet, work at 24/7, be available to people, like that's all very, very real.
Yeah,
and not something we need to be ashamed about, because
Well, just being a woman and being taught that your job is to be pleasant.
Yeah. Not supposed to be angry, not supposed to be angry, not supposed to be sad. Just content all the time and making other people's lives easier.
And grateful.
While you're making other people's lives easier, can you also be sure to take care of their emotional well-being?
Yeah. Not your own, theirs.
Theirs.
Yeah. Hey guys, we're so excited that you listen to the podcast, and we want to reach even more people. We need your help. Can you review our podcast? Let us know what you love about The Whole Point. Tell us what takeaways you've experienced, what knowledge that you've really appreciated, and what kind of guests that you love listening to. And in exchange, we're giving away an intuition session.
We have recently started offering intuition sessions to anyone who's interested in having Christy and I both hold space while you ask the really big questions in your life and get the exact answers that you need to move your life forward in the direction you want to go, or get those burning questions maybe that keep you up at night answered in a peaceful way that nobody else in the whole world knows except you, and learning that self-trust that you have the answers and that you actually know how to tap into that.
So what we'd like you to do is review the podcast. When you've done that, send us a direct message. Screenshot your review, send it to us, and you'll be entered to win a 2-hour intuition session hosted by Christy and Serena, a $222 value just for helping us by reviewing and telling us what you love about the podcast. We can't wait to hear what you have to say. When you're describing how you took the book that you'd written and then you went back and wove bounce back ability through it. Well, I see it. I've never read Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, but the idea of you having this, you've created the physical thing, and then you had to put the spirit in it. And that's what I see is that bounce back ability is the spirit. Again, going back inside, clearly I'm going to beat this, my own internal view of this to death. But did it seem to kind of jump out at you after that? It was like, okay, now we're ready. It's like, mom, now the baby's ready to go to school or
now
whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And then what happened when I got to that point was I had always expected that I would self-publish, because I was not going to send out 400, things, try and find an agent and do all of that stuff. Like, you can self-publish now. It's possible. What I didn't realize once I started looking into it was how very expensive it actually is if you want to get it done well. Like, I could send a PDF file to Kindle today and have all of you read it, but it would not be formatted. There would be no book design. It would not be edited. It would be, it would be sort of a hot mess. We're going to go along that. Like, editors exist for a good reason, because they're good at their jobs and because their jobs are necessary. So when I realized that in order for me to create the book at a level that was going to allow it to serve the people it needs to reach and serve, I needed to do it the right way. I needed to have a top-notch editor, and I needed to have somebody that was going to design a book cover that was going to catch people's eyes. And I needed a launch partner who was going to, make sure that once after the book campaign is done and we start selling it, that it reaches people and that Amazon notices it. And I had to have somebody help me with the video for the book campaign. And I have a translator for Polish, and I have all these things. And all of a sudden I looked down and I thought, oh my God, this is going to cost me $6,000-$8,000. I just moved to another country. my business is not functioning yet. So I literally left the book in my computer and brushed it aside. And I said, well, this can't happen now because I don't have money. And I was on a coaching call one day. I was not the coach, the coacher. I was the coachee. It was a group call and somebody said, but why don't you just crowdfund? And I was like, nobody's going to pay me for a book. And they were like, people pay for books every day. And you have like so many cool rewards you could give. Like what? And I was like, oh,
right.
I could crowdfund. And then I started this whole project. It was super fun. I loved creating the rewards. Everybody that I'm working with is a fellow female entrepreneur. So all the money that comes through this book campaign is going to get spread out to 7 other women that I'm supporting through this, which is super exciting to me. The woman that made the essential oil blend that's called Bounce Back Oil. And a third, she calls it a third eye pillow that also has the Bounce Back sort of logo and everything on it. She's one of my very closest friends from my hometown that happens to also be in New York right now and happens to be creating Reiki filled magical holistic health products. So I get to do now all these really cool things because of this campaign. Which That's is just amazing, right? It's so cool. And then somebody asked me last week, you know, when all of this sort of coronavirus stuff started happening, they said, well, you know, this isn't very important right now. Are you going to continue to campaign? And I said,
actually, it's the most important right now.
Well, you know, and my initial response was like, oh my God, maybe they're right. Like, this is not, you know, this is not food or water. You know, this
or
is
toilet paper.
Yeah. Right. And then I stopped and I thought, oh my God, but we need bounce back ability like immediately.
Right now, this is what I first thought about because you help people who are burned out all the time. But I literally think our whole society just got burned out in the last 2 weeks.
And like, thrown into a hot frying pan. They've already been burned out.
It's like they've already been burned out. And like for all the bad things right about this, it is a really it's a good wake up call a little bit and a way to kind of see where we're at in the world and everything. But I mean, when I first thought about you, I was like, oh my goodness, this is a conversation we need to have right now. So
You'd start to reevaluate our values, you know, like you every coach that's ever been trained knows the values exercise. It's one of the first ones in the book because you need to, in order to know where you're going, you need to figure out what's in your heart. What's important to you? And right now, everyone's doing that. Yeah. Everyone's doing that without the checklist that I gave them and the chart of things to circle and the rules of how the game gets played. Everybody's doing that automatically right now because in order to find out where you're going to move forward, you need to know what your values are. You need to know what's important. You need to know how to prioritize. And burnt out people are not great at prioritizing.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about the launch. Tell us where you're at with the launch, how long it runs, what the amazing bonuses are. Share those with us.
So the launch started at the very end of Feb and it was supposed to go through March 27th. I just extended it till April 2nd to give people a 5-day sort of window to deal with coronavirus stuff. And I'm 55% funded, which is totally incredible. And I swear somebody sent me $5 the other day and I cried. Like I've been so graciously receiving all of this like love in the form of support. Even when people share the campaign, I'm thrilled. Like it's been really exciting to watch it happen.
And I think of, you know, in the scheme of things, when we connect to that part of us that knows the plan, isn't scared, all of that stuff that you've been led, like how much more fun is it now? Within this community so doing it. Then if you're like, oh yeah, I got 10 grand in the savings account, just going to self-publish my book, I'm fine. Like this seems so much more fun.
This is way more fun, way more powerful, way more important. And I love showcasing the other women that are doing this work with me. This book is literally a team project and I've not done a lot of that in the past. I am a do-it-yourselfer. In a big, big way, I will figure it out. I will always figure it. And I can't figure this out. So this is a team project by necessity. And I have the beauty of the luck of being able to choose the women I want to share it with. Isn't that incredible?
So fun. Mm-hmm. So fun.
It's amazing.
I love that. So when I sat down to do the rewards, you know, of course, the first thing that you think is like, I have nothing good to offer. You know, this is, this is totally normal. So
thanks,
if you're
ego.
Out there,
thanks, ego.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, please know that that was definitely something that happened. I did not just bust this out and think these are magical. I was like, oh my God, I'm not good enough. And I started thinking about, okay, so we'll do an e-copy of the book. That's the easiest. It's not going to be a cost to me. And that will be something that, you know, and I'm going to charge more now than what the book is going to go for later, because this is not just about getting the ebook. It's about supporting the campaign, right? And this was how I was taught to do it. I did have a coach to take me through how to do the campaign. And then the next level up is the ebook plus a signed copy of the paperback, which I kind of was trying to avoid doing the paperback at first because I felt like the financial commitment was going to be too big, because getting books printed, you know, you have to get a certain amount of them and you have to do this, you have to do that. And because I was openly talking about that, I met somebody that was like, well, why don't you just do it this way? You know, and it will be cheaper and you can order author copies as many as you want. And I was just like, hi, universe. Thank you. Okay, great. Yeah, so I'll do the paperback, right? So I'll do the paperback.
And I love it that you're being invited. Go bigger, sweetie.
Bigger. Right. Do this next step. And then my friend Lindsay and I had already created the bounce back oil and the third eye pillow. So I called her and I said, would you be willing if I put these out there to be part of the campaign? You know, I'm hopefully going to be asking you to make a bigger order. Like, is that okay with you? Do we have enough stickers? Is there something you need to get now? And she was like, I'm good. I'm in. Sell them all. Let's do this thing. You know, so now I have two products and I know how much they cost. I know exactly where they're coming from. I know how much good energy is going into them. When she works, she infuses everything she does with Reiki as she's working. I mean, as she does, all of her cloth and dye is all sustainable. She dyes the hand pillows herself by hand. I mean, she's incredible, right? So now I have these two really strong products that I feel good about. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I need one more thing to create the featured reward is the Bounce Back Ability Big Pack. It's the ebook, the regular book, a roller of the bounce back oil that Lindsay created, a third eye pillow that Lindsay created, and a journal, which I just got the sample of today.
Folks, it's beautiful.
It's so pretty. And it will have an embossed logo on it by the time I get it. And it's like super soft and it feels luxurious. And I was trying to not get the cheapest one available, but still get, you know, like still get something that is useful for campaigning. Because if I say that it's $20 and it cost me $19.50, it's not getting me where I need to go. So I had to find, but I love it. I'm really happy with it. So I'm excited about that. And then I was told that it's time to do services. So after all of the products that you can get, there's a package that includes an hour of Reiki, because Lindsay, who created the products, is also a Reiki master. So it's an hour of Reiki with her after a full hour of coaching with me.
Ooh, amazing.
To help you integrate.
She can do the Reiki online. So you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So we do the coaching online and she does the Reiki online, and we do this big package for you so that you have the coaching and then you have something later that evening to help you integrate what you went through during a coaching session, which I just totally love.
The next, so you get all the gifts.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more.
They told us to create big ones. They said create crazy big ones. No, it's not all. I have also a $750 package that's 10 podcasting advertising slots.
Oh, wow.
Nice. So 10 mid-roll adverts of
and
your
you
own
And you are getting podcast. Tons of downloads on your podcast.
Yes.
So that's so valuable.
Exactly. So yeah. I have already one person who bought one of those. So I only have one left. And I was, so now I've officially I'm officially advertising on the podcast for the first time, which is another big step that would have never happened if not for the campaign, right? Just like you said, Serena, like this constant request to grow. And then I have two really crazy packages. One is a VIP day that's this like massive thing that we can do online. And then the other one is something that I think would be amazing for like a large level mastermind gift. So it's $8,500, but I will fly anywhere in the United States and do I'll rent out a luxurious place. I will take you and seven of your closest friends / entrepreneurs / whoever. I will do a morning 2.5 hour workshop with you. I will buy you a catered lunch for everybody according to everybody's needs. And then we will do a hot seat style where we sit in a circle and we do hot seats for each person, but as a group, so that we can all learn from one another about where we are in our journeys and how to create sustainable businesses and how to sustain our own energy.
Sign me up. That sounds great.
Right? Doesn't that sound like so much fun? So it's like this crazy expensive, you know, like not really expensive for what you're getting, but it's exactly. This big, big package.
Yeah, it's pretty standard.
So yeah. I think that would be, I mean, that would obviously throw me way over the edge because that's the entire, my whole goal is 8,500. So if somebody did that, then.
That's phenomenal. Yeah. And to get your 13 years. So, you know, we're thinking about this, our conditioning from the past, our conditioning from the present, and this unconditioning, like this actual strategy plan. And I just love Richard Rohr says it, he's quoting somebody else, but he says the best way to get rid of a system that isn't working is to make it obsolete. And I just feel like that's the goal is the best way to get out of this insanity of burnout culture is to create an alternative way of doing it. Like you can complain about it all day long, but if you just switch how you're operating and switch the things you're doing, you're just making it obsolete. That's the goal. And so that's what someone would be learning how to do with you.
Yes. Okay. Yes, exactly.
But then what I was thinking is like, hey, you still get the book with all of these. And that's awesome.
Yeah, of course. Well, and that was the other thing. Within the $8,500 package, everybody gets the Bounce Back Ability Big Pack. So they don't just get the book. They get the book and the oil and the journal and the eye pillow. Like everybody gets a whole package for that. So I think it would be super fun. And I kind of hope that someone gets it, not only for the financial portion of it, but because it would be so fun for me to do.
Yeah. You know? I mean, in my mind, I see that being something you do in the future. Like as you go out, it's like, oh, and now this is just part of what I offer as a service.
Yeah.
I have to say, so, you know, we began several minutes ago, you were saying every day you start with, what am I being called to today? Mm-hmm. When I hear you say that, and when I hear anyone say that or doing that, I know that everything around you will begin conspiring to allow you to do the thing that you're calling to be in service of. So when you're asking that every day and you take whatever steps come up, everyone around you is going to begin to throw in their, how they need to support you to get to that thing. So that's why you make mention of something, they're like, oh, what about this? Or have you thought about self-publishing? Or have you thought about doing the book like this and printing it? It's like, yeah, that's actually part of that. What am I being called to do today?
Yeah.
Part of it is listening to how the call is being answered in your life, left, right, and center.
Well, just being on this podcast, to be honest, because I was supposed to be very, very brave and ask everyone I know if I could go live or go on their podcast or do whatever. And I will be very, very honest about the fact that I did it for about a week and then I hid for about three.
Yeah.
Right. Because that, you know, but you reached out to me, right?
Yeah.
Because that energy is out there.
And the grace. That's where the grace comes in, because these are big, scary steps that we're being asked to take. And so we take a few, right? And it's like a baby that takes a few steps and falls down and we clap. Mm-hmm. Like the universe is like, yay, you did it. Here's people that are going to ask you, you know, and that I love that so much.
I want to take a moment within that knowledge for the three of us and let both of you know how very, 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 very grateful I am that you noticed this work and that you felt called enough to write to me about it and ask me to be here, because I don't know that I would have been as brave. And now that I'm here, I just remember how much I love spending time with the two of you, and I'm feeling really, really lucky.
Same, girl. Same.
I mean, 100%. And we're all, you know, we're all doing the same thing. We're like, who are we going to have on the podcast? We want to have import. We want to help people right now. We want to be of service even here, you know, so that the people that are sitting at their houses can be encouraged. And it's a privilege for us to have you, because this is legit stuff that people can do to feel better. Most of it saying it's okay to be a mess. Yeah.
Well, it's okay. And now what are you called to? You know, there's no stopping
in that. With that part that's leading each one of us, and really to me is the only way to live. And that's why Christy and I have kind of been focusing on this idea of intuition sessions and getting that part of you that's not scared, that has a plan, that's going, oh my gosh, go, go, go. You're amazing. And walking us into these dreams and whatever that looks like. It's so powerful. It's like the only place I want to live.
Yeah.
Whatever that looks like.
That place came to me in a big, big way when I stopped and I thought, well, what do I think bounce back ability is? If I had to define it, what would I say? And I was thinking about a mathematic equation, plus, 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 plus equals for whatever. That's where my brain was going, plus, 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 plus equals. I have a weird brain. It does work quickly and a little differently than some others. Maybe it's intelligence, maybe, you know, what, I don't know. But it's interesting to me anyway. And when those four words came up, it was one of those moments that I thought, well, this is guidance. This is not my brain even. Mm-hmm. This is channeling.
Yeah.
Well, this is not my brain.
Because you brought the soul to your work by weaving bounce back ability and the soul then spoke to you. It was like, thank you. And then here you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's this formula. And when I looked at it, I thought, God, this is who, not only is this bounce back ability, but this is also who I am. I believe in grit, even though I'm a spiritual person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I love you so much, because it's like, let's get her done. We need to meditate and get her done. Like,
yeah, we need to meditate, thing.
Like, right? Surrender now. You really can't, but that's what I want to do.
Right? Like, meditate and get her done.
Yeah.
That's totally it for me, because like, inspired action matters incredibly. And if you don't, you can surrender. Yes, absolutely surrender to what is. You have to have a level of acceptance. You have to be able to follow things, but you have to be able to follow. And sometimes it's going to ask you to go through a big, scary forest. And if you don't have the grit and the resilience to get through that, you're going to think that you were being misguided because you didn't trust and you would be wrong.
And where, I mean, that just feels like globally, that's where we are right now. We're in this, you know, big, scary place. Not to be abandoned and left without toilet paper or food or jobs or whatever. We're not here because it's the end of everything. We're here as this amazing invitation to do something bigger, better, refocus, get in touch. Do the thing we've all been asking for. There's not a single person that in New Year's wasn't asking for more peace, calm, tranquility, connection, spirituality. You know, and it's like, here's the answer. It just doesn't look the way we thought.
Never does.
Never does.
It's because you have to pull things apart before you can put them back together. I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
It's like you pulling apart the word resiliency before you could put it back together and be like, oh, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
right?
That's not what I mean. Yeah, that word really got me. I knew that I didn't love it and I wasn't sure why. And so I was writing the book and I thought, I'm going to Merriam-Webster this real quick. And I opened the definition and I was like, oh, that feels ugly to me. Mm-hmm. That feels gross in my body. Do not treat me like a rubber band, Merriam-Webster.
Let's not blame it on her, but yes, she brought it to the forefront.
You know, like I stopped and I was like, God, this feels gross.
Yeah. It's interesting too, because it's almost like a stepping stone. Like we're all taught, you know, you get your ACE scores and then you build resiliency so you can overcome your traumatic past, whether that be big or small T trauma, you know, bad coping skills, whatever. But then when you're like, okay, I've made it through that first forest. Now let's look back on the forest and be like, do I want to keep that or make something better? And that's where you're at. You're like, oh, by the way, we don't have to do that again. Let's do this other thing.
Yeah, exactly. We can bounce back and we will be different and that will also be good.
Better.
Yeah.
So what are a couple of things we can do, right? As we are publishing this next Tuesday, it's going to be, first of all, everyone needs to get your book.
Yes.
But also, what can we do? We're, you know, everyone's going to be stuck at home, kids scared about their jobs. Caitlin, what do we do?
What do we do?
Looking at you, man. No pressure.
I just had a conversation with another friend of mine on her Instagram Live. And what I really want to give people the permission for, if you have not been able to give it to yourself, then take it from me until you can give it to yourself. I want people to allow themselves the space for grace and allow themselves to sit in the muck a little bit, because I do believe that we are being given this opportunity at the moment to take all of these fearful emotions and actually transform them when a lot of us have not in the past. We usually just push through and then we burn out, you know, and then we push through and then we burn out, and then, and that's the cycle. But right now, you likely have a little bit more time than you've had in a while. And so give yourself 3 to 5 minutes a day. I'm not asking for hours. And allow yourself to feel what you feel. If you need to do that with a guided meditation, that's fine. If you do it by journaling, that's fine. I don't have the perfect method for you because I can't see you. You're not in front of me, and I don't know what turns you on the most. Take 3 to 5 minutes a day and transform, because I think this feels like right now just this really massive opportunity to shift some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom was saying, and I think she had read it or heard it somewhere, it's probably a thing that people are talking about, but the idea of a caterpillar going into a butterfly, right? The cocoon is where it dissolves. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't get more mucky than that, than the actual.
It does not get more mucky than a cocoon. Like,
dissolving, right? To become this other thing. And the caterpillar's like, I'm dying. Because it is. Because it's becoming something else. Mm. I love
that. So how do we support the campaign, Caitlin?
So the campaign is, I'm crowdfunding on something called iFund Women, and I'm crowdfunding on there on purpose because they are very supportive of getting money into the hands of female entrepreneurs, female startups, because the female funding is only at about 2.7% of all funding raised at the moment, in the United States at least, which is just, so they are making an effort to change that. So I'm crowdfunding with them on purpose because I want people to be also looking at that platform. I will send you guys the link, but it is ifundwomen.com/projects/bounce-back-ability-factor.
Love a link, guys.
It's a long one, so I don't expect you to remember it, but it is there. And I am also doing, in addition to all the rewards that are available, if you don't have $20 and you only have a dollar that you can spare, that's absolutely wonderful and lovely. If you don't have a dollar and what you can spare is sharing it among your friends and family and social media, that is totally amazing. And I'm so grateful. And everyone that does contribute any sort of monetary contribution, whether it be 50 cents or $8,500, I am offering a free class on top of all the other rewards that we're going to do April 3rd on the topic, Burnout is Not Your Fault.
Awesome.
And I'm going to go through the reasons why and take some of that guilt and shame away for you before you even have access to the book, so that when you get it, it will be that much more powerful for you.
I'm, you know, I don't know where I read it or what it was, but the idea that in times of crisis, when we feel like we can do something, whatever it is, it actually begins to move that energy, that fear for us. So honestly, if we could get this to 8,500 women who wanted to give a dollar in this moment to feel like they were doing something to build bounce back ability in the world, boom, Caitlin's work is done. It's in the world. So share the information, buy the book, fund Caitlin, get on board with her class that's coming up for whatever money that you can spare. We're not going to Starbucks for the most part. At least they don't have chairs, is what I saw online. They just took the chairs just out, so you couldn't sit down. Yeah. And this is the place where we can do something that feels good and forward motion, this kind of work. So thank you, Caitlin, for doing it. Thanks for continuing to go.
And thanks so much again, the two of you. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm going to cry, I think.
Thank you for listening, everyone. Begin your own bounce back ability. Dive into the muck with curiosity, because on the other side is the edge of the forest and something totally beautiful. Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. Leave us a review, subscribe so more people can find us.
And if you want more information about me or Christy, there's a link to both of our websites in the show notes. And we'll see you next time.